Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Today on Pro-Life Perspective, we conclude our week-long look back at Melissa Odin's address to the prayer breakfast at our 41st annual National Right to Life Convention in Jacksonville, Florida. Today we will hear what Melissa has to say about the ripple effect caused by abortion and how abortion never just changes one life.
And certainly, as you were hearing in my bio, what I figured out in all of this is that none of it is about me. None of it is about me. It's about everyone who is impacted by abortion, including my own beautiful little girl. If you haven't had a chance to see her yet, you'll know it's her, because she'll be dancing down the hallway. But what I figured out not long after Olivia was born is just that huge intergenerational impact of abortion. You know, no one can ever think when they're going in for that abortion what the long-reaching impact is going to be. You know, what we know, what people think is, it's a sense of relief. It's going to make my problem go away. You know, that's what so many are sold in our society, that somehow it's the child that's a problem. It's the pregnancy that's a problem. It's all of those other forces behind it that are the problem. We know that. We know that. But what people can't sometimes think about is that one abortion that took place 34 years ago, how many lives have been forever changed because of it? And if you visit my website, and you'll have a chance to meet me later, I have a booth outside, but you'll see a ripple effect of a water. And you'll see a quote that God just laid on my heart right after Olivia was born. And that quote is that one decision, one single moment, can have such a detrimental impact on so many people, living and dead, born and yet to be conceived. That is the ripple effect of abortion in families and communities in our world. So many lives have been lost, and so many lives have been forever changed. And certainly we know that apathy has a ripple effect. Apathy has a ripple effect on abortion in all of our lives. Every time a person remains indifferent to the underlying needs of an abortion-minded woman, every time a person remains unconcerned about the reality of coercion when it comes to abortion, to the fact that research and women's own experiences point to the fact that most women really don't have a choice when it comes to abortion, each and every one of those times that someone is indifferent or unconcerned, a child's life is ended and a woman's life is forever transformed. And certainly every time a legislator fails to interest themselves in a piece of pro-life legislation that would protect the lives of their pre-born constituents and help support the lives of the men and women in their constituency, every single time someone in the church congregation remains unconcerned about the person sitting next to them in their pew, every time they remain unconcerned about what is happening in their life or bringing up the topic of abortion, period, every single one of those times, a child's life is ended and a man and a woman's life are forever changed. And I'm living testament of that. My daughter is living testament of that.
To listen to the entire address to the 2011 National Right to Life Convention, you can download an order form at www.prolifeperspective.com. Thank you for joining us for our series on Melissa Odin, an incredible woman and a pleasure to have at the convention this year. Please consider joining us for NRLC 2012 here in Washington, D.C. next June. 2012 will be a year of great challenges for the pro-life movement, and they are challenges we'll face head-on, but only with your help. You can find the entire five-part series from this week online at www.prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.